Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Peter Strebel. How are you, Peter?
Very good.
And Peter is the chairman of Omni Hotels and Resorts. As well, he was the CEO, and he's been with the organization for several decades. So we're going to talk a lot about things like your unique model and everything. Let's start off with, what is different in a very crowded hotel space about Omni?
Well, the interesting thing is that we actually are very different. We own, operate, and manage, and all of our hotels carry the same flag, Omni. You know, the business over the last 20 years has really become the real estate business. So most hotels that you see today, you'll have a separate owner, which is generally a REIT, which is a publicly traded company. It'll carry a brand flag on it. And the brands today have a philosophy called asset light. So they don't own and have any say in the hotel. They just franchise it. And then you have a management company which manages the hotel. So there's generally three different companies involved in each hotel. Where in Omni, we own, we operate, and we brand. So there's only one company in all of our hotels. It's a very unique model. And what that enables us to really do is that everybody that works in an Omni hotel works for Omni hotels. So they all work for us, and we all share the same common values and the same common culture.
Let's talk about that word culture. And you and I have spoken about this a lot in the past. Describe what specifically your culture is.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that culture to me almost kind of reminds me of morals and values that were embedded in you from your childhood, from your parents. So we embed a culture at Omni Hotels that all our employees eventually understand and work on every day. And that culture is really kind of the culture of the golden rule. Be kind to everybody. Be good to each other. So we're very much a family business. For example, on a Monday morning, we ask our employees, how are you doing? How was your weekend? We want to be involved in their home lives. We want to be able to help them not only at work, but we also want to be able to help them when they're at home with their loved ones and with their families. So it's a very friendly, warm environment that we create here at Omni Hotels, and we take care of each other. So we have several programs, several policies that kind of promote taking care of each other. For example, we have a Omni Circle, which is funded by our ownership, but also funded by employees. And when we have an employee in financial need, they write us a letter, no questions are asked, and we grant them the money, and we don't ask for it back. So it's very much a powerful statement. So for example, during COVID, we actually gave out over $4 million in grants to people that had trouble paying their monthly rents, had trouble paying their car loans, and had trouble with medical expenses. So really, the culture here at Omni is take care of each other, we're a family, and then we believe by happy employees, when they feel good about themselves and they're motivated, they in turn make our guests feel welcome and our guests feel comfortable and our guests feel happy.
Well, I want to commend you on giving out $4 million because obviously your profits were minimal. No, you know, even though you are the one organization to have operating profit to succeed that, I think, in the whole industry. So that's something. But I want to go back to this thing about the weekend, because I haven't really heard that before, but it's a wonderful practice. How do you know how deep to go, how not deep to go, when you're wasting time, and when it's just the right thing and the good thing to do about asking about weekends and asking in depth about the personal family's life? I commend you on having such fortitude and cohesiveness to do that.
I really believe it stems from the top of the organization. We are family owned, and our owner of the company, him and his son, are both very much involved in all of the people that work here. They take the time because I think they realize and they understand that a good culture at Omni Hotels is what has made us successful. And that culture means we care about them. It's not all about work. So, you know, even myself, I call what I do every week rounds. I make rounds, like what a doctor does in a hospital. And I make rounds. I make 2 times a week when I'm in the office, I make rounds and visit every employee just to say hello, how you doing, how's things going, what are you working on, how was your weekend, I heard you got married, I heard you had a baby. We really spend time understanding who people are and so that they feel cared for. Because I think generally, you know, it's interesting, when you look at surveys from Omni Hotels of our customers, as well as surveys from our associates, the word caring, warm, friendly, and family come out all the time. And we really believe that's the secret sauce to our success.
And I see how that expands into the customer experience. I have been to the Omni Berkshire in New York City a zillion times. That was like my go-to when I had business meetings. And what I always loved was sort of the customer, how friendly everyone was and how caring. And you could see it was a genuineness.
Totally. I mean, the Berkshire is a perfect example of that warm and friendly environment. I actually lived in that hotel for 4 years and was the general manager of that hotel for 4 years. And the staff there is phenomenal. For example, Yumi at the front desk, she knows all of our customers. So when they come in to check in, she asks them questions on how their trip in was, how their family's doing. Oftentimes I'll see customers showing Yumi pictures on their phone of their children or their grandchildren. We have Lenny at the front door, who basically is a TikTok specialist and a social media specialist, and he takes pictures of all the customers. And customers specifically ask about Lenny. When we closed that hotel, I can't tell you how many customers sent me emails and asked me how Yumi, how Lenny, and Mary, who's our concierge, asked me how they were doing and if they needed help. It was amazing, truly amazing. And you don't see that in corporate America today, but I think you see that at Omni, or I know you see that at Omni, because of our strong family culture.
And when you mention family, don't you have a special family reunion practice that you have?
Well, the interesting thing was we started this new after COVID. Every year we have a large meeting where we bring in all of our key executives at the property level. So it's basically the general manager, the director of food and beverage, the director of human resources, the director of rooms, the director of sales and marketing. We bring them all to a central location. We talk about our strategy for the coming year. We had the meeting scheduled in 2020. Obviously, it was canceled due to COVID. We did not schedule in 2021 because of COVID. So when we were planning the meeting in 22, we said to ourselves, what are we really doing here? We're bringing the family back together. So we started a new culture statement and invited everybody to a family reunion as opposed to just a meeting. And it went over great. It was an emotional meeting where we told stories about the positives of COVID. We told stories about the negatives of COVID. I myself was very vulnerable in some of the darkest moments that I went through, and it was really a great conference, and I can't tell you how many letters we received from our associates that thanked us. We have several. The good thing about Omni is many of our associates have been with us for many years. For example, my first Omni I worked at was in 1989. Our top human resource officials been with the company over 40 years. But we had several general managers who have been with Omni for over 20 years send me personal letters that said, this was the best conference we've ever had in the company's history. So I think the family reunion was the right time and the right place coming out of COVID.
Peter, let's talk about your leadership. You've been with Omni for 3 decades, CEO, now chairman. Talk about how your leadership has evolved.
I would have to say that I've been very fortunate that I have worked for some wonderful, wonderful leaders. And I think my leadership has evolved in more in strategic planning and really understanding where your competitive advantage is and how you can compete in a better way and in a more creative way than your competition. So for us, the most unique thing about Omni is our single ownership. So we control the entire experience for our customers, and we control the entire experience for our guests. So everything that we do is very experiential. And it's not all about profit. It's really all about experiential. So when we build a hotel, the restaurant is managed by us, and the concept is our concept that we think is customer-centric and that works well. We put spas in most of our building. We put beautiful outdoor pool facilities in all of our building. We add lobby bars. We add entertainment bars. We add rooftop bars. We really try to create a unique and compelling experience that sets us apart from the competition, and we do that very, very well.
And on that note, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a unique practice in giving back to society, but also we're going to hear how Omni was the only hotel that actually had operating profits during the most challenging time of COVID, and we're going to hear the secret of how that happened. Back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Peter Strebel, who is the chairman of Omni Hotels and Resorts, and we've heard about this unique family-type model. Now I want to shift over into the challenging time when you took over as CEO in 2018, and all of a sudden we go into this pandemic. Tell me, behind the scenes, what it was really like, what that dark moment, what the challenges really were for hotels, and especially because you were the only hotel that I know that ended up with operating profits.
It was probably the darkest moment of my life because I've been in the business a long period of time. So I lived during 9/11. I lived during the 2009 debacle on Wall Street where business stopped. But we really did not know what we were dealing with because none of us, many of us, including myself, ever really experienced what a pandemic is. We read about it, but we didn't know what it meant. And there was really no information as to how long it was going to last. So probably the darkest moment was on a Sunday when I had a conference call with my leadership team, my direct reports, and our ownership. And we decided that the best thing to happen was we had to start closing our hotels. There was no reason to keep them open. There was nobody visiting us. Many of the local jurisdictions had basically come out with laws that said nobody can travel, nobody can be in public places. So we closed our offices, went home to work, and we closed most of our hotels. To me, it was just the saddest moment of my life because I was, number one, afraid for our employees because they were not going to be working anymore and what was going to happen to them. And number two, I feared what our future was. I didn't know how long this was going to be, how deep it was going to be, and what the effects were going to be. So there was a lot of fear about the unknown. But the next morning, you know, I woke up and via Zoom, which is now a new vocabulary of ours, I put my team together and I said, listen, guys, we have lots of bills to pay. We still have lights. We still have heat. We still have power. We still have to keep employees to protect our hotels. We still need to keep our employees on in the corporate office to support the company. So we're going to be losing money. So we came up with a mantra that's called lose less. And I basically feel that because we are a family and everybody looks out for each other, everybody had one common goal. We know we were going to lose money, but let's think about how we're going to lose less. And we were able to make our decisions very quickly. As I mentioned, we own, we operate, and we brand all our hotels. So we closed our hotels down very quickly. But then we reopened the hotels very quickly also. By May of 2020, people wanted to travel, so we started reopening our resort hotels. And Memorial Day weekend of 2020 was a very busy weekend. People were filling our beach resorts. People were coming to Orlando. So I think it was because we really came up with one goal, let's move fast. Second goal, let's lose less. And I think those two things together made us profitable. We ended 2020 barely profitable. We did have a cash negative situation because we had lots of capital expenditures going on. And again, that's kind of a lot about our ownership as well. We had major renovations going on in several hotels. We had hotels under construction in Boston, in Oklahoma City, in Minneapolis. We kept the construction going. We did not stop those constructions. And so therefore, we did have a cash crunch. But from a P&L standpoint, the company still turned a profit in 2020, which I'm very proud of.
What is your leadership philosophy as CEO, as chairman? What did you learn that other CEOs could learn from you from this experience?
I think you know it all along, but you're nowhere without loyal people working with you.
I want to shift and talk about you something called Say Goodnight to Hunger, where you again galvanize all your employee base of 20,000. Describe what that is.
About 6 or 7 years ago, I forgot what year it was, but we decided one of our core values as a company is also to give back and be a part of our local community. Again, if we're very family friendly and we want to take care of our employees, we want to make sure we're involved with where they live. And Omni operates in 54 different hotels and resorts around the country, and we operate in about 28 different markets. So we came up with a program called Say Goodnight to Hunger, which was basically a rally cry to say Omni is going to help end hunger in America. I was appalled one day driving to work hearing the statistics on how many people in America, and especially children, go to sleep at night hungry. And you would think it's the homeless person or the person out of work, and that's not the case. The truth of the matter is people who have great jobs that get into trouble with medical issues or car accidents, they have to pay their car payment or they lose their car. They have to have daycare because they lose their job. They have to pay their rent because they lose their house. So what do they stop doing? They stop eating. So we contacted a national organization called Feeding America. They're based in Chicago, and they fund all the local food banks throughout the United States. So we started donating one meal for every guest room occupied at Omni Hotels and Resorts. And then we gave them a report at the end of the month and told them where those dollars came in from. So, for example, we own and operate 5 hotels in the Dallas market. So a good portion of our money, over 10% of the monies, went back to Dallas. As an overall statement, through Feeding America and the network, since we started the program, Omni has purchased over 20 million meals throughout the United States. And we're in communities like Dallas. But, for example, there's a food bank in Hot Springs, Virginia. Hot Springs, Virginia is where we own and operate the Homestead Resort. It's the oldest resort in America. It started out in the 1700s prior to the signing of the Constitution. The town only has 1,000 residents, and we provide meals to those residents so they don't go hungry. So it's a really great program. And then in addition to buying the meals, we also encourage our associates at the property level to volunteer. So every month I'll get videos and I'll get TikTok videos and I'll get Instagram messages from our employees that are actually working in the food banks locally, packing the food, handing out the food, and it really creates, again, a good, wonderful culture at Omni Hotels and Resorts.
I have one more question, and I obviously commend you deeply on what you've done in being, as we say, the fabric of America for your community, for your family, of 20,000. You've been with Omni 3 decades, including CEO, now chairman. What do you want to be remembered for?
I think just a nice person. I think that I want to be known as people liked working with me and people enjoyed being around me and that I was a nice person and I care about people. To me, it's really all about people. Our business, the hospitality business, is to serve others. And I did not stumble into this business. I wanted to get in this business since I was a young child. But it's a business for my personality. So I guess I want to be remembered as a man who offers genuine hospitality.
And there you have it. Peter, congratulations and a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Adam Von Gutkin. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing great and glad to be with you. Adam is the co-founder and CEO of High Clear Castle Spirits. And what you're going to hear is not just about, first, a gin brand that was founded during the pandemic, 6 months before, and already has won 58 major awards and is becoming fast the most popular gin in the world. But more so, you're going to hear from him about a fascinating marketing concept about what you do in terms of quality and how you create partnerships on a shoestring to have dramatic growth. So let's start off with the gin. You know, it's 2019, 6 months before the pandemic starts, and somehow you end up a few years later with the greatest success. Talk about it.
Well, I suppose it's like anything that, you know, they've got this kind of diagram meme that floats around online, and it's like, good luck, right? And somebody's standing at the top of the mountain, but then behind them, they've had to climb up this terrible mountain to get to that point. So I think any success is probably a visual that looks something like that. In our case, at High Clear Castle Spirits, this project had been in the works since 2015, actually. I have a history in the spirits industry and a passion for it, really. My family goes back into the 1800s with it. And I wanted to do a brand that was really perfect. That was kind of the word that sticks in my head. You know, ticking every box on what it means to successfully launch a brand and build a company that sticks to the philosophies that I have learned and developed in my life as to what makes a brand worth being, what gives a company a true reason to be. I think, you know, we live in a world where so many spirit brands I can speak to, but I think it's a larger problem. So many brands are just kind of launched. And, you know, in a spirits case, it's here's a label, here's a bottle, there you go, kind of go with it and throw some marketing dollars behind it, maybe perhaps grab a celebrity to endorse it, and then see how well it performs. And my kind of theory is that you can engineer success by blocking and tackling very specific steps from the beginning, not rushing, and making sure that you kind of devise what your philosophical standards are for the business, for the brand, for the management team, and for the sales and marketing channels far in advance of actually launching it. And so that's what we worked on developing, you know, over those years, was to, you know, how do we develop a brand that has global prestige and certainly a level of global kind of fame associated with it, yet still have the brand be very craft, very kind of genuine, hyper quality oriented, and then ultimately live in that space of luxury and extra high quality without trying to be that, but very kind of naturally being there. And that's what High Clear Castle Gin, that's kind of what the whole premise of the brand from the beginning was for me.
And then anyone who's watched Downton Abbey, you have a connection that no one else in the world does. And talk about authenticity and that partnership and how that happened.
Well, yeah, I got to know High Clear Castle, like 250 million other fans from around the world, did through the TV series and now motion pictures, Downton Abbey, because the entire show was filmed at High Clear Castle. High Clear Castle was really the lead character for the TV series. And it is, High Clear is very much a functioning working home and a working farm estate. And it's managed and lived in by the 8th Earl and Countess of Carnarvon. Lord and Lady Carnarvon are very much stewards of the castle and the estate. And certainly Downton Abbey brought a lot of fame to the castle and a lot of attention to what High Clear Castle represents in terms of preservation, sustainable farming, and really just the encapsulation of beauty. The whole intention of why High Clear was built to begin with was to kind of take this quasi-Italian Renaissance architectural theme and bring it to the English countryside as a celebration and kind of perhaps a bit of showing off for that time in the 1800s of, you know, look at our fabulous taste. And so what I wanted to do was kind of dive in deep at High Clear, really, and get to the real DNA of the property, of what it represents. And so one night I was watching Downton Abbey with my wife, and I, after the show ended, there was a PBS documentary on High Clear Castle, the real Downton Abbey. And I said, how fascinating. I had assumed, like I'm sure others did, that it was filmed on some back lot in a studio somewhere. And when I learned it was real, I was absolutely enthralled. I'm a bit of a history buff, and I've been going to England for 20 years, and I'm of English heritage. And so I had been always looking at England as I want to do a project there eventually, but the right thing hadn't come to be. So I watched this PBS special, and I just I very much fell in love with Highclere, and I was fascinated by Lord and Lady Carnarvon. I felt that they had a beautiful work ethic. You know, they're really stewards of the property, keeping it going for another generation. And I also found them to be very, very beautiful and very, very humble and very just kind of sweet. And I was engaged enough to send a very random email off the next day to the general, you know, info at Highclere Castle website, not expecting for the very next afternoon for Lord Carnarvon to call me directly. And we had an hour-long conversation around some of my ideas in the spirits world and how we could kind of perhaps liquefy the spirit of Highclere Castle. And we got on so well that 2 weeks later I was on a flight with my wife to go stay at Highclere for the weekend. And that began a wonderful and important friendship, which I think all business partnerships should start with. And then that evolved into an incredible business partnership that we have today in Highclere Castle Gin and in our cigar brand.
And actually, that's where all the botanicals and the juniper is grown, right? And I know that the castle, didn't they have the lavender was planted like in the 9th century from a bishop? So this has this huge authenticity, and that's what the product actually has become.
Exactly. Yeah. There's two crucial parts to that. You've got the castle itself, and then you've got the grounds around the castle, the estate. The castle itself represents centuries of entertaining and hosting, you know, all of the world's most fabulous and fascinating people, royalty and celebrities, but also creatives and artists and statesmen. In fact, the nation of Canada, the deal was essentially brokered to create Canada in the Highclere Library. Winston Churchill was a frequent visitor. I mean, it was the site of a lot of historical moments. And like any English country home, properly managed, you know, those are often done around parties and dinners and fun. And so on the inside, you've got this kind of standard, this hospitality standard that even today, in my mind, almost kind of exceeds what any hotel can do because it is a private home. But yet you have these incredibly well-trained butlers and staff who are there to kind of protect the standard of the house and the standard of the Carnarvon family. And so it's very real in that way. It's extreme in one sense, but also very kind of humble and very real. And I wanted to liquefy that and the fact that for the past century, at least 100 years, they've been starting all these parties at Highclere with gin cocktails. So that's easy. Right there you've got, in my mind, a story where they've been consuming gin with interesting people in the beautiful grandeur that is the Highclere Castle Grand Saloon and the dining room. So there's a reason for the brand to be right there. When you go outside of the castle, directly behind it is the Victorian era orangery. So we walked right out to the orangery on the first time I ever went and decided immediately that Highclere Castle Gin was to be a citrus forward gin, because we've got these beautiful little oranges and lime flowers and lemon that we use. So the ingredients are right there. They've been, you know, being grown for show, decorative, for beauty and floral arrangements and things like that. And now we can use them in something, you know, that's really a production kind of theme. And to your point you made, right behind the orangery is the walled monk's garden. And these lavender beds were literally laid out by the Bishop of Winchester in the 9th century. So they're over 1,000 years old. So we use those as well in the gin for this kind of floral top note. And then, you know, there's about 1,000 acres at Highclere that are under oat production for some of the finest thoroughbred racehorses in the world for horse feed. So Lord Carnarvon had this genius idea of using the oats in the gin, which, you know, having been a distiller for a long time, I didn't think that would do anything, but it was genius. And it creates this velvety, creamy kind of finish to the gin. And I think that that's why we're winning all these awards, that the oats play a big role in how we're getting all these global awards. So it's this combination of the grandeur of the castle and life at the castle, and then the actual farming and the fact that it's got these English gardens and they're centuries old, and liquefying the terroir of the estate into this product. And then where they come together is in the liquefaction of Highclere into the spirit, into Highclere Castle Gin.
And on that exciting note, we're about to take a commercial break. You can look up High Clear gin. And by the way, I was not a gin drinker. My father was every day in his life until the day he died. But this is the smoothest. It's the one. Now this summer, I've been having gin and tonic almost every night. But I shouldn't say that on the radio. But with my wife, Barbara, we frequently do, and that's all we're drinking. When we come back, though, we're going to learn from Adam about entrepreneurship and ideas, because this is, he's had several companies, all highly successful. We'll learn about the secret of marketing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Adam Von Gutken, who is the co-founder and CEO of Highclere Castle Spirits, and already has this award-winning gin, and I think that's really just the start. But the first lesson to everyone who listened to the first half is it all can start with one cold call. You could watch a TV show, make a cold call, email, and that could be the start of the great new venture. But through your whole life, Adam, you've always had a unique way of creating excitement, even in creating the first moonshine in 100 years. Talk about what your secrets and message to entrepreneurs are about authenticity and about creating huge marketing buzz. And usually, as you say, what do you say about advertising?
It's a tax you pay for not being creative.
Well done. Explain what CEOs and entrepreneurs need to know about marketing.
Well, you know, I think I often like to say that in today's day, I feel that entrepreneurs and CEOs are kind of equivalent to the software coder, but it's for actual reality. And that's a fun way to look at it, because everything around us, the cameras that are on me right now, the banner that's displayed right here, the chair that I'm sitting in, all of this was designed in reality by an entrepreneur and then brought to life by that entrepreneur or a CEO and their fantastic team. So in ways, it's fun to think of us as the software coders for reality. I think it starts with a vision, a very clear vision of what are you creating for people? What is the beauty? What is the art? What is the product? What is the solution? And how do they kind of come together? And then it just comes down to obviously working out all the million, you know, the 1 million little kinks and challenges and details around what it means to bring a brand to life. Once the brand is activated, you know, then we get into the marketing piece, which you're referencing, to the distillery that we, you know, that I started before Highclere and now the brand that we're doing now. And I think that, you know, again, we live in a world where I can speak for spirits in particular, but I think it is an all-encompassing challenge that we have. You know, you've got these 95% of these brands that are available in the liquor store shelf, for example. You know, a vast majority of them are mass-produced in the same few factories. And they are, the brands themselves, the stories even, are often developed in corporate marketing boardrooms. And they're made up in many cases. They're just make-believe stories. Part of it is romantic because you are farming, and then you are in manufacturing, and then you are marketing. And you're marketing in very fun ways that involve creating memories with people. We don't have a lot of categories, a lot of industries left where that's the case, where you literally, we are overseeing the process from the farm all the way out to the swankiest party in London that you could possibly do, and every step in the middle. So, you know, what's happened in our industry, what happens in the world, I think, is that a lot of these pieces have been segmented out, and then they're kind of brought to scale, and then they slowly kind of lose the passion or the pride that needs to be inherent to its very manufacturing and therefore to the brand's reason to be. It's fast food. And we're dealing with fast food all over the place, from from our clothes to what we consume for food and even to how we drink. And so my whole kind of philosophy in doing business is if you're gonna go through the intensity and the stress of what it takes to start a company, which is very, very, very difficult, as you know, Robert. It's probably one of the most difficult challenges that you can take on in life. If you're going to do it, it has to have every reason to warrant our time away from family. It has to warrant every reason to attract an incredible team who could be doing something else or working somewhere else, probably for more money, especially in the case of a new brand like ourselves. So what is the real purpose for the brand's existence? Does the team understand the philosophy around that? And if all that's working right, eventually the customers will understand the philosophy around that. And then you'll have market share. And once you have market share, there's no stopping you. And I think that's the key, is the order in which you kind of do that. Not just for the sake of building a very financially successful company. Of course, we need and want that. But what's the greater reason for the company to exist? What is it really doing for people?
That's the key to growth?
I think it's fundamental for long-term viability for a business. Absolutely. I think it's fundamental for a large valuation. If a company's plan is for acquisition, I think it's fundamental for a successful acquisition. And I think it's fundamental for market share, i.e. profitability.
Let's talk now, you only have a few minutes left, but about your vision for the world of this great empire that you're building. And it's all I could start on a cold call, but it's creating these partnerships and connections and authenticity. Talk about your big vision. And by the way, everyone, there may be opportunities for everyone, because I understand you want to open this up to the whole world through crowdsourcing and funding. So that's a secondary thing there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, in terms of the greater vision, I mean, I think with Hikedar Castle, we're very fortunate to have been able to design our own e-commerce platform in 30 countries. During the pandemic, when much of the world had to kind of get very quick on their feet with e-commerce, if that wasn't in place already. We're very lucky to have, you know, 4,500 customers and growing daily in terms of retail accounts, hotels and cruise ships and things around the world. So we really are establishing a fantastic distribution network of some of the most prestigious and premium hotels and restaurants and bars and liquor store chains that exist on the planet. And now as we look to grow this, obviously our focus is on continuing to deliver for our investors, continuing to maintain exceptional high quality product for our customers, and not sacrificing anything at any case or at any moment. And I think that, you know, what my vision was from the beginning was that Highclere would be the first of many in a portfolio that would adhere to these same principles. Principles of ultimate perfection, really. A brand has to have a reason to be. It has to come from a place, an terroir. It has to have a quality that is literally unsurpassed, and that's demonstrated through all the awards we're winning, but also what consumers are saying, ultimately not forgetting to ever listen to them and what they want. And I think that this, it seems rather simple, and I feel like it would be simple for other businesses to be doing this more, but they're just not.
And there you have it. Anyone who wants to go to your website, what is it?
It's HikeTheirCastleGin.com. People can certainly buy a bottle or read a bit about the brand. There's also a link on there, as you mentioned before, to the crowdfund. We are doing a kind of, instead of a traditional Series B raise, we're doing something a little bit unique, and allowing investors from around the world to actually invest in equity in the company through our WeFunder platform, which was a little different for us, but we're finding that it's allowing our customers from around the world to actually become even greater brand ambassadors in the brand. So it's working out incredibly well, and it's been quite fun.
That's what you call a double win. Adam, congratulations and much continued success. Great having you on the CEO show.
Robert, so great to be here, and it was a real honor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.